All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, the offseason has abruptly begun for the New York Yankees after they were eliminated from the American League Championship Series last night, courtesy of the Houston Astros. Now, this marks the second year in a row where the Yankees won at least 100 games in the regular season, but they have no trip to the World Series to show for it. And on a larger scale, the 2010s will be the first decade since the 1910s where the Yankees failed to participate in at least one fall classic. Now, as the Yankees are licking their wounds and cleaning out their lockers and getting ready for spring training, it was their pitching that did them in. During the regular season, the Yankees were sixth in the AL in team earned run average, but that team earned run average was 4.31. They also only had 53 quality starts this season, which was tied for eighth. And it showed in the playoffs because New York lacked a dominant frontline starter. I mean, of course, the suspension of Domingo Germán really did change things. But you look behind them, Masahiro Tanaka, he's a low ball pitcher. We didn't see it from the likes of Severino throughout the playoffs. And also, you know, this bullpen by committee thing to start a game really ain't going to get it done, especially when you're going up against a team like the Astros that could throw out Gerrit Cole, Justin Verlander, and Zach Greinke one behind the other. And all of this, to me, falls into the lap of Yankees general manager Brian Cashman, because once again, Cashman failed either at the trade deadline, in the offseason at the winter meetings, or in free agency to go out there and get a front line starter. Now, the Arizona Diamondbacks put Zach Greinke out there at the trade deadline or prior to the trade deadline this year. And of course, it was the Houston Astros that went out there and said, you know what, we're all in on this. And that move right there made the Astros the favorites to win the American League pennant. And it showed in this most recent series. We've seen it in the past with several pitchers who have been put out there in the trade market, and the Yankees have been unwilling to part with some of their quality young bats. And the thing is this, it doesn't make sense to have 11 or 12 guys on your roster that can hit, because nine guys are only going to play on a daily basis. And if it means parting with some of these young prospects, I've said it before and I'll say it again, if it means parting with some of these young prospects to get you an arm for your rotation, then that is going to help you get over the top, you know what? Go for it. This is a situation right here. If you're the Yankees, if the late George Steinbrenner was still around, guess what? A move would have been done, and it would have been done several years ago. Instead of the Yankees spending all of this money to go pick up the contract of Giancarlo Stanton from the Miami Marlins, they should have used that money to get an arm, because they have bats and the Yankees are going to hit with or without Giancarlo Stanton. We saw them win more than 100 games this year without him. So they really did not need him. The thing is, you need pitching in the playoffs. Pitching always shuts down quality lineups. We've seen it time and time again. And once again, the Yankees got a dose of that. And if the Yankees don't change their mantra, if the Yankees are unwilling to part with some of these young prospects to go out there and get an arm, to go out there and make a move and go over the luxury tax to get a big arm, they're going to be right back in the same position next year. Now, will they overpay for a guy like Gerrit Cole, who set the cash in free agency this offseason? We'll have to wait and see. But, I mean, they're going to lose veteran guys like Didi Gregorius and Brett Gardner in their clubhouse more than likely because they're free agents. CC Sabathia, this is the end of his illustrious Hall of Fame career. The Yankees are still stuck with contracts with the likes of those that belong to Giancarlo Stanton and Jacoby Ellsbury, and they already have more than $165 million allocated to the team's payroll for next season. So unless it's a trade, I don't see the Yankees going out there and really having a much improved starting rotation heading into 2020. Why? Because for them to go out there and get a quality arm from another team at the winter meetings, it's going to mean that the Yankees have to blow away a team with an offer, which means that they're going to have to give up one or two guys at the major league level right now and potentially a prospect in their minor league system, and they're unwilling to do it. And no team is going to give away a quality guy to the Yankees at this point for absolutely nothing. The Yankees have constantly sat back and tried to play poker with these deals, and it typically blows up in their faces. And until Cashman changes his stance, this is the way that it's going to be. Hank and Hal Steinbrenner, the guys that are running the ship for the Yankees overall, are not putting the pressure on Brian Cashman to go out there to make these make or break moves. George Steinbrenner would have done it. George Steinbrenner laughed at the luxury tax. He would have been more than happy to pay that luxury tax if it meant him getting over the top and if it meant him getting the guy or guys needed to get that championship. The kids don't have that same mindset. They've left it up to Cashman. Cashman's focusing too much on the analytics. He has a guy in Aaron Boone that's going to be a puppet and do whatever he wants him to do. And because of that, that is why the Yankees are questioning what went wrong right now, and that is why they're going to be watching the World Series from home. And until Cashman changes his ways, and until the Steinbrenners put that pressure on Cashman to change his ways, this is all that the Yankees are going to continue to get, because they simply don't match up in short October series with teams that have quality arms that they can consistently bring out there. So folks, this is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the sports discussion page on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.